BBC Archive Voices, Stephen Fry. Could Do Better, broadcast on BBC Radio, 4th of November, 1987.
It was a traditional public school, sort of somewhere in the middle of England. One of those ones that was founded in the 16th century and then, as it were, refounded by a pioneering headmaster. And it had its own little values and its own little phrases and rules. The first rule I remember of the house, which was framed somewhere, was that a boy's study is his castle. And I think the idea of the school was to produce, in fact, they actually used the phrase, a good all-round chap. My father had a study where he worked, and I would be summoned to the study, and he would sit behind a desk, and I would stand in front of him, gulping a little, and he would read out selected passages. And my father was obviously very frustrated at the fact that I was not realising my potential, and other such phrases. Tremendous show-off. I'd read a great deal for my age, I think, and I knew a lot, though not nearly as much as I thought I did, which is a thing masters are always very fond of saying, and which bright and conceited boys hate to hear. And there's no doubt that you, at that age, it's very easy to have a rather severe and superior attitude towards schoolmasters. There's a feeling of, you know, that why they're a schoolmaster. If they know so much, they should be out in the real world, which is very unkind, because a lot of them were splendid people. A great respect for teachers, I really have. I was very tall for my age, as I am now still tall for my age, and pretty gangly and uncoordinated and absolutely hopeless at games. So there was only one way, really, to be interesting, and that was to be funny and to be daring and to be...